From sunny Toronto, Ontario, the Ear Trainer. Yay! Welcome back. This is lesson number 27 of the Ear Trainer. As always, log on to theeartrainer.com and grab your copy of the lesson guide that is associated with this episode. The link to the lesson guide appears in the same post as the link to the lesson itself, so it's easy to find. As a reminder, though the oldest lessons no longer appear in the RSS feed, you can still download and listen to them. All you have to do is go to eartrainer.blogspot.com and check out the archive link on the bottom right-hand side, and you'll see a list of all the lessons. That being said, but you've come a long way to get yourself educated, so I won't disappoint, and on with the show. Okay. So our most recent topic is inversions and how to do them. Do you remember the format of our interval training from last week? Well, before I get my gums slapping again, let's try and sing some intervals. If you don't remember, I'll be playing the original interval and then giving you some space to sing the inversion of it, and then afterwards I'll play the inversion on the piano so you can see how your tuning is. If you're not sure what all the inversions of intervals within the octave are, take a moment to think through and figure them out. Then come back to this recording. Okay, are you all ready? I suspect so. A job well done. So let's talk about triads. You can invert a triad the same way you can invert an interval. Let's take C major triads, which is of course spelled C, E, G. Well, because there are three notes, there are two possible inversions, So the spellings can either be EGC, which is first inversion, or GEC, which is the second inversion. Now, I hear you there in the back, and I know what you're thinking. Liam Gallagher, I have done you in. You are the worst ear trainer ever, because I see one more possible inversion, spelled C-G-E. It sounds like this. Okay, ear trainer Tony, you've got me. The fact of the matter is that typically, in music theory, this kind of inversion really isn't addressed specifically. You've got the triad in first inversion, EGC. And then you've got the triad in second inversion. GCE. And then you've got this other thing, CGE. What's that called? The truth is, it's just one of the many types of voicings that is just described by the content of the intervals held within. Why is that? I can't really tell you, but it seems to be part of Western music theory tradition to not really put a name on this guy. At some point, the voicings that are less commonly used are just easily identified when you use names that describe their content. If you're studying with someone who uses a different expression to describe this piece of music theory, the 1-5-3 voicing, then I encourage you to continue to use their vocabulary for the sake of clarity. But in this podcast, I'll be calling it the 1-5-3 position. So when I say that, you'll know what I'm talking about. It sounds like this. So let's put this stuff to the test, ear training deputies. I'm going to play major triads in four possible positions. Root position, first inversion, second inversion, and in 1-5-3 position. There's going to be 16 of these in total to identify, so have fun. Okay, inversions aren't that bad, are they? Nope, they're not. Let's move on to seventh chords. I'm going to play 12 of them for you, and I hope you'll be so kind as to identify them. Let her rip! You might have noticed that the last chord sounded pretty suspicious. That's because it was a minor-major chord, one we haven't covered yet, and the minor-major chord is the most suspicious chord of all. It's the same thing as a minor-7th chord, but only with a raised 7th degree. But we'll get into that more in a later lesson. Let's move on then. Let's do a melody. Just one, but still, it's better than none. This melody is going to be in two parts, and it's going to be in 4-4 time, and in the key of C major. The pitch you'll hear before the count-in will be an F, so find your way from F to C major triad. The first note in the treble clef will be an E above middle C. It's going to be 8 measures of solid melodic dictation fun. Here we go. Fun! Yes? Did you catch the use of inversion in the melody? That's right. You can invert melodies as well as intervals. Check out the lesson guide to see if you can identify how inversion works with melodic passages. If you can't piece together the puzzle, fear not. I'll be explaining it next week. Right now, you're going to identify some triads the normal way. Do you remember the names of the triads we've been working with? They're major, minor, diminished, and augmented. Identify these 12 to keep your memory fresh. That's all I've got for you this week. Tune in next week as we continue to deal with the inversion. You can look forward to that all week. Until then, I'll still be here, ear training up a storm. So, as always, I am Liam Gallagher, and I have been the Ear Trainer. Yay!